Jeff Huber. He's the brand-new head coach at Elyria Catholic. We're familiar with Jeff, former coach at Holy Name. He was most recently at Westlake. Coach, if I missed anything off the resume, why don't you go ahead and fill our listeners in and how you became the head coach at Elyria Catholic High School.
Well, you got it pretty good, Rob. I actually, my very first year ever as a head coach was at Lake Ridge Academy back in 2009. But since then, yeah, Holy Name, Westlake, and now at EC. And when the position opened up in the spring, you know, I'd always thought that it's a position that has a lot of potential, and really thought it was an opportunity worth pursuing, and it worked out. And, you know, certainly really excited to be there. And we just got some of our kids today because football just ended on Saturday. And so we've got a whole bunch of guys that just came in to watch a little bit today. So it's kind of exciting to start to feel like you're getting the rest of your group back and hopefully start putting all the pieces together.
So how tough is that, Jeff? You're in your first year in a new school, and the school goes fairly deep into the playoffs. And it's a small school. You got to share kids. You're not just going to have basketball players or just football players. How much more difficult does that make? And I guess the other part of that is, how many more kids did you add today once football ended on Saturday?
Well, you know, it's a good problem to have, right? So it is challenging as a coach, as I'm sure as John could say. It is certainly a challenge when you feel like you don't have all your guys there. Of course, it was great to see them make a deep run in the playoffs. And, yes, we do have to share our guys. So getting some of them back watching today, we probably, between our varsity and JV, have maybe 12 guys coming from football, so probably at least half of our team. So that will be an adjustment. I mean, the upside was in the first couple weeks we actually practiced all together, so which I think was really good for our freshmen to get some more reps and opportunities with the older guys. But now as we acclimate our experienced guys, hopefully we can pick up the pace a little bit. One of the things that was nice for us is we moved back our opening games to allow us a little cushion for a deep playoff run, and so I'm glad that we did that, and now we got some time to kind of get to work and get prepared.
Yeah, I've been through that a lot at Clearview as well in the football playoffs. But you probably got to know your kids a little bit this summer as well, and I'm sure that helped.
It did. You know, and I feel really fortunate to come in with a really great group of seniors. We have a big senior class. We probably have 7 or 8 seniors, really outstanding young men. Almost all of them are both football and basketball guys. I'm pretty excited. I had the opportunity to coach my nephew this year, Colin Keneally, who's a returning starter, so that's kind of a neat thing for me personally. But overall, it's just a really enjoyable group of kids, guys who are used to having success in football and in basketball, and some of them are baseball players as well, so I think they have kind of a winning attitude. And so, you know, when you come in the first year, that's a nice thing to walk into, because that's not always the case.
That's important. I think winning breeds winning, you know, and these kids are winners, obviously, and They've got a great coach here to help them acclimate to the basketball program. But kids are resilient. You know, they're ready to go, I'm sure. They're itching to get down to court. And, you know, I'm sure they're going to give you all their attention and get ready for the season. I'm glad that your game got pushed back, though. As a coach, you always want more.
Right. We're
more
always worried about time, you know. But to your point, they really are resilient. It was interesting. Yesterday, you know, they played their football game and lost Saturday night, and I sent them a text yesterday morning, just kind of laying out, kind of, you know, saying congrats on a great year. Here's kind of what I'm thinking. And, you know, it's exciting when I got a handful of texts back from guys just saying, hey, I can't wait to get started, you know. And to your point, you know, these guys, they just, you know, they like competing. They like playing sports with their buddies. And so that was exciting to get that kind of response from them.
Yeah, that kind of relationship's really important. And coaches appreciate it when the players respond back. That's for sure.
Absolutely. So.
Jeff, can you tell us about some of the young men that you have been working with that weren't maybe part of the football program? And, you know, and just I know you don't know all your kids yet because you're just getting acclimated to it, but what can you tell us about this?
Yeah, so some of the guys who've been around, Jacob Robb is a senior point guard for us last year, played a little bit on the varsity last year, and it just has had a tremendous offseason. Outstanding young man, has worked exceptionally hard. I think he's going to have a really strong season. Farai Mavir is a senior who played on the JV last year, and another kid who really put in a lot of time. Johnny Shedrick's another one, a big guy who did the same. He's always up here at Hoop Tech working, but he's really put in a lot of time. And then a couple of younger, you know, Jordan Ramos is a sophomore who played really well over the summer, played soccer this fall, but was able to get in at the start of practice and have high expectations for him. So those guys have been able to get a lot of reps, as well as some of our freshmen. And so that is it's been really good for them to get a lot of time. JP Spray is a junior who can really shoot the ball. So those guys, I think, are going to help our other guys get caught up now, which is the other nice thing. You know, they can help teach our new guys as they come back into the fold.
J- Jeff, when you were at Holy Name, obviously you had some tremendous battles with EC. And was that part of your decision to come to EC because you coached against them back in the day?
Well, certainly I felt familiar with the school. And I think that one of the things that I've always appreciated is that sports are important there. And that was something that that I like to be a part of, is being in an athletic community where people really care about the sports. And EC is definitely that. And so that was one of the things that really excited to me. So, yeah, that was definitely one of the things that attracted me to the position.
And for Panther fans that maybe aren't familiar with you, can you give us a little bit about your coaching philosophy? Offensively, defensively, what do you like to do? Do you have certain styles, or do you have to sort of acclimate to what the talent that you have?
Well, I think we try and do a blend of both, but I would say our style is going to be up-tempo. We're going to play fast on offense. I think that's kind of been our staple, is we're going to get out in transition, try and be aggressive, take the first good shot that we can get. Defensively, we're going to be aggressive as well, try and get up in pressure. One of the things that I'm excited about is so many of these guys who are coming from football are really good athletes, and I think that we have a depth. Good depth and good athletes that will allow us to play that style and run guys in and out and play up tempo and be aggressive defensively. So that's kind of the way I like to coach, and I'm excited that we have guys that I think can carry that out.
Can fit in for what you'd like. And the other thing is, if you are going to play that way, depth is very important.
Absolutely.
Kids get exhausted. They get tired. Coach Walsh and I always laughed. He said, "You never got tired. He'd play 8-5 guys for 4 quarters, but I think the pace is different, the physicality is different, and if you're going to play fast enough tempo, at both ends, depth is going to be really important for you.
Yeah, I've been fortunate in the past where we've had teams where we could play 8, 9, 10 guys, mm-hmm. and I think that'll be the case again this year. And, I like it because it's a way to play more kids. I think that kids want to have an opportunity to get on the court on game nights, and so it gives us an opportunity to do that. And to your point, maybe when some teams don't have that depth, maybe in the first half you don't see the effect of the up and down, but as you get in the third and fourth quarter, you can sometimes see teams start to fatigue, and that's where it can really make a difference.
Yeah, grabbing those shorts, right, and leaning over. That's what I used to tell my kids. Make them grab their shorts and lean over.
Yeah.
But the tradition, too, I think is so important. I was in the football with the great running back they had, and then Al McKinney comes back and, embraces him. And I think the tradition at EC is something I've always admired from when Coach Ginto was there, when I was a player. And I know, Jeff, you'll carry on that tradition. I've always had a lot of respect for you. We got to play together or against each other in tournaments, and I'm really excited for your season.
Well, thank you, John. I appreciate that. I always had a tremendous respect for you, and I'm excited and kind of humbled to inherit that that tradition and hopefully build on it.
Sure.
I just thought maybe you had something for, like, green and white. I'm thinking in my mind, Holy Name, Westlake, EC, maybe green. Just like green and white.
I know, right? It seems to be the common thread. Yes, exactly.
Again, we're joined by Jeff Huber. He's the first-year head coach at Elyria Catholic. And, Coach, have you been able to have any scrimmages? And then the second part of that question is, since you've got so many guys coming from football late, are you going to be able to have scrimmages now or once the season gets going? How does that work for teams that go deep in the playoffs?
So we purposely backloaded our scrimmages. So we just had one last Friday, and then we backloaded the rest of them. We have most of our varsity guys with a lot of experience, guys like Thomas Dieters, Colin Keneally, Colin Ginley, Tony Grasso. Those guys are coming from football. And so I wanted to, push some of our scrimmages back so that we'd have a chance to get them some action there. So we have, 4 more between now and when we start our season. So it worked out fairly well in terms of being able to get those guys some reps in some scrimmages.
Yeah, I think that's plenty. Seems like that would be enough to get them ready. And also to implement your plays, your offense, whatever you want to do defensively, and let them practice against a different opponent.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
The other thing that impressed me, too, is if you are that deep, practices become more competitive. And, it's hard when if you're practicing against your JV kids all the time and stuff like that, and then you get in a game. So, I think that will be important, too, for your practices, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And, Coach, I lost my train of thought there, but that's what happens when you're 55 years old. But really wanted to wish you the best of luck this year as you come on to EC. We're excited to see you. I always liked when we got to go see you over at Holy Name, and now we'll see more of you. So we'll look for you at the Coliseum, and look forward to, again, Panther basketball in 22-23.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Wishing you the best.
That's Jeff Huber, the head basketball coach of the Elyria Catholic Panthers. He's in his first year as the Panthers get set for year number one.